From New York City, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Mr. Ace and Jane, starring radio's original comedy couple, the Aces. Tonight, Chapter 51. There comes a time in every man's wife when she needs $198.50 for a new fur stole. And he says he's heard that stale stole story before, and she says at this price the stole is a steal. And he asks her to keep still about the stole. This is the situation at the Ace's home as we find Mr. Ace poring over some of the monthly bills.
Jane, can I see you in here a minute? I never saw a woman who could pile up so many bills.
He's calling for Jane. He says he never saw a woman who could pile up so many bills.
Jane, come in here.
What does she think I am, Fort Knox?
He wonders if she thinks he's Fort Knox.
Jane, did you hear me?
Of all the goddang, I never saw anything like
censored.
And did you call me, dear?
Here's Jane now.
Yes, I've been calling you. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't hear you the first two times.
Then how did you know I called you three times?
Yes.
Yes. Now, will you sit down a minute, Jane? I want to talk to you about the... No, not over there. Over here, close to me.
Oh, that's sweet, dear.
I'm not trying to be sweet. I want to discuss this bill with you. End table, $29.
Well, you knew about that. I told you a month ago we needed another end table, and you...
I know, Jane. You told me you needed an end table, and it would cost $30. So I gave you $30 cash. Now I get a bill for it, $29.
Oh, that's all right, dear. Forget about the other dollar. You can owe it to me.
Owe it to you? I gave you $30. What happened to it?
Well, I saw the same table at Herman's department store for $29. So I thought I'd save a dollar, and I charged it.
Well, what happened to the $30 I gave you?
You never noticed my new hat?
What new hat?
The hat I bought with the $30.
Instead of the end table?
Well, I certainly look silly wearing an end table.
Who says you would?
And the hat was on sale. It was originally $40. I practically stole it for $30.
Look, kleptomaniac, what I wanted to...
That's another 10 you owe me. That makes 11.
11 what?
Dollars. You don't think I'm talking cents, do you?
No. Ponzi, I got some news for you. This is a little secret.
Who is it? Anyone I know?
Who is what? I'm talking about money, of which we are very short of.
Beg pardon?
We have no cash. We got to cut down expenses. The cost of living is high. And with your mother here, our prescription bills at the drugstore alone run into four figures every month. $17.50 this month. And here's a little surprise for you. I've even had to borrow $500 on my insurance to pay my income tax. That's how bad things are.
Why, dear, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't want to worry you.
Didn't want to worry me? Don't I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better?
Yes, I know, Jane, but...
When things were better, I didn't have to take the bitter. But now that things are bitter, don't you think I better take the bitter? I think I better.
Look, Jane...
I'm not the kind of wife that goes around spending money like a drunken tailor.
I've been taken to the cleaners, and she makes good.
It'll help you out. I'd even give up this lovely apartment and go live in one of those Old Testament houses.
Look, Janusus, what I'm trying to say is...
Well, even let our maid go. I'll do all the work around the house. I'll sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale. Does that sound familiar to you?
Jane, Magnolia, I'm not asking you to live in poverty. All we have to give up is that little rundown property we have up in the country. I think I can get $2,500 for it.
$2,500, is that all?
Well, $2,500 isn't bad for that little shack.
Oh, $2,500. Better.
I'm glad you like that.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't get that first stove.
I'm glad, too.
Instead, I need $198.50 for a cute cloth coat I want to buy.
$198.50?
Yes, isn't it?
What?
It was $250, but it was marked up.
Marked up? You mean marked down?
No, it was all marked up. I have to send it to the cleaner.
Oh, it was marked up, I see. Jane, there you go again. We can't spend that much money. How can you run a home like that? Why don't you try to run this house like I do my office?
You mean you want me to go bowling every day at lunch?
Yeah, no. What's the use of trying to explain it? All I'm telling you is that you're not buying any coat. Now, I'm going up to the drugstore and pay this bill your mother ran up. While I'm up there, I'll buy some cigars, too.
Cigars? Well, there you go, dear. Why don't you give up cigars? If you give up cigars, I'll give up cigarettes.
But you don't smoke.
There, you see?
Oh, what's the use? I'll be back soon.
Okay.
Janie?
Yes, Mother, he's gone. You can come in.
What did he say, Janie? Are you going to get the coat?
No, Mother. He said we can't afford it. He hasn't got any money.
Oh, and I guess he blames me for it.
Oh, no, Mother.
Yes, I know. I'm just a bother around here. I don't want to be a bother, but I am a bother. When you get to be my age, a mother is always a bother.
Oh, you're no mother bother. Just that he says we all have to cut down on expenses. We all have to help out some way.
Well, I guess I could get a job as a scrub woman someplace.
Oh, no.
If it'll make him happy that I should be a scrub woman, let him be happy. I don't mind getting down on my knees scrubbing floors. Somebody will come along and help me up. And if not, it's warm in those buildings at night. How long can you lie there before somebody comes along? Only 10 or 11 hours.
Oh, Mother, stop it.
Maybe I could get a job scrubbing in a hospital. I've got everything known to medical science. Maybe I could help the nurses carry things in and out.
Oh, well, don't worry, Mother. Things will pan out. I'll just forget about the coat.
Of course, Janie, you know, you could borrow the money from a loan company. I saw an ad in the paper. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yes, here it is, Janie. Friendly Loan Company.
Friendly Loan Company. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yes, and you only have to pay it back $10 a month.
My, that's cheap, isn't it? But do you think I should borrow it?
Well, why not, Janie? Everybody borrows. Look at the government. The government owes about $400 billion, and they're always borrowing money.
$400 billion? Imagine. At $10 a month, that would be, My goodness, there aren't that many months in a year.
Good morning, madam.
Just fine. I'd like to look at some of that money you advertised to lend.
You'd like to look at it?
Yes, the Friendly Loan Company. I saw your advertisement.
Oh, you want to make a loan. Won't you have a chair, please?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
That's it. Now, is this your first application for a loan with us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it is.
Yes, why? Your ad didn't say I have to have experience.
Let's take this over again. You say you're applying for a loan, is that correct?
Yes, sir, $200.
$200, I see. Do you have security?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of security?
Oh, the security every girl feels she has when she has a husband. Even if the husband isn't doing as well right now as he did before. Because I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better. And just because things are bitter now, it doesn't mean they won't get better.
Now, let's take this over again. You're applying for a loan of $200, is that correct?
Yes, and I...
And then I ask you our usual form question number one. Have you security?
Yes, and I said...
Madam, I don't think you understand. I'm talking about collateral. Collateral or security, which you can put up in full or in part against the principal sum involved.
Now, let's take this over again. I want to borrow $200, and you...
I know, Mrs.,
Mrs. Ace, Jane Ace.
Mrs. Ace.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm Mr. Davis.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Look, Mrs. Ace, I'll explain what I mean. Do you have a car?
A car? Oh, sure we have. Oh, why? Can I give you a lift somewhere?
Well, I thought I'd run up to... No. I mean, in whose name is the car?
Ford.
Who's that?
Who?
What?
What's going on here? Didn't you ask me the name of the car?
Yes. No. I said, in whose name is the car? Is it yours or your husband?
Oh, well, I guess I never thought of it like that. We both ride around in it, and we just...
Yes, but it must be in either your name or his. Look. Maybe this will do it. What are the initials on the car?
V8.
No, no.
Mr. Davis, I came in here to borrow $200. Your advertisement says I can get two signers, and I want...
You want the two signature loan.
Yes, don't you have that?
Why, of course, the Friendly Loan Company is known for its two signature loans. Of course, you understand both signers must be responsible parties, either employed or in business for themselves. And, of course, the Friendly Loan Company reserves the right to reject either or both signers before the loan is made.
It doesn't sound very friendly the way you tell us.
Well, after all, Mrs. Ace, this is business, you know.
And you say I have to get two people to sign it. I know one I could get.
No. If you want to get your $200, you'll have to get two signers.
Could I get $100 for one signer?
$100 for what? Mrs. Ace, do you... Are you
Is your collar too tight, Mr. Davis?
Oh, no. No, Mrs. Ace, just take this form and get two signers, and they must be responsible people.
How about my mother?
Your mother? Mm-hmm. Does she work?
Oh, no, I couldn't let her scrub floors.
Scrub floors? Oh, no, she won't do.
Well, how about my maid? She'd sign it for me.
No. Mrs. Ace, I tell you, the signers must be people who are financially responsible.
My goodness, imagine what trouble he must have had getting all those signers for the Declaration of Independence. My goodness, I'll bet I've called up a dozen people to sign this note if I'm a day. Have you got that list, Mother? How many have I called?
This one makes 12, Janie.
Well, it seems more like a dozen. Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilson. This is Jane Ace. Yes, how are you? Oh, we're fine. Yes, he is. No, but we've been meaning to call you. Yes. Mrs. Wilson, what I called you about, do you sign notes? Notes, you know, when you want to borrow money from a loan company and they give you a note to get two signers. Well, I got a note from a loan company and they... Oh, really? In a sling? Well, how about your other hand? Oh, both of them. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Wilson. That was sure a bad break. Well, I hope it gets better. Goodbye, then. My goodness, broke both her arms.
My goodness, that's marvelous.
What's marvelous?
Holding the telephone between her teeth.
I wonder if she really... Oh, well, scratch Mrs. Wilson.
Somebody has to.
No, I mean scratch her off the list.
You might as well scratch off the whole list, Janie. You know how friends are when it comes to money.
Yes, friends. Ha! Don't make me laugh. I'll remember this if I live to be as old as Makushla. From now on, I'll know who my friends are and who won't sign notes. Who's next on the list?
Mrs. Joyce.
Mrs. Joyce. That's another one. Friends. Ha! Don't make me laugh. That Mrs. Joyce. And after all the things I've done for her, letting her copy my new black hat, scratch her off.
But, Janie, you haven't called her up yet. Why don't you call her?
And give her another chance to turn me down? Oh, no. Who's next?
Sally Anderson.
Oh, yes, Sally. She'll sign it for me.
But I don't know if you should, Janie. After all, she's your husband's secretary. She might tell him.
Sally? Oh, no, she wouldn't dare. I got her that job. I'll call her up. Why, she and I have been cousins for years, let alone friends. We went to school together. We were playthings. She'll sign this note for me. I used to sign notes for her all the time when she played hockey.
Mr. Ace's office, Miss Anderson speaking.
Hello, Sally.
Who is this?
This is Jane.
Oh, Jane, I didn't recognize your voice.
Just fine. Sally, I can't talk loud because I don't want you know who to hear me.
What's the matter, Jane?
Are you busy?
Oh, no, nothing doing at all. Do you want to talk to your husband? He's in his office.
Oh, no, I want you. Sally, I got a note from a loan company. I'm going to borrow $200. Would you sign a note for me? Hello?
Oh, there's the buzzer, Jane. Mr. Ace is calling me. Goodbye.
But, Sally!
Did you want me, Mr. Ace?
Want you? No. But Jane got you the job here, so what can I do? By the way, has Mr. Norris been calling for me?
Who?
My boss, Mr. Norris. Remember, did he call?
Mr. H, I want to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Norris. Come in. I was...
Who did you ask me has been calling you?
Nobody. Goodbye, Miss Anderson. You can go back to your desk.
Oh, Mr. Norris. No, he hasn't called.
Oh, he hasn't. Well, if he does, tell him I'm busy with Mr. Norris. Goodbye.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that girl.
Mr. H, I want to talk to you about that little piece of property.
Oh, yes, I'd almost forgotten about that. You mean that summer place I have?
If you can dignify it with that name.
Oh, now, Mr. Norris, it happens to be a very nice little place. If you're really so keen on having it, I can let you have it for $2,500.
You can, huh?
Oh, I'm not anxious to sell it.
You're not, huh?
No, but for you, I'll let it go for $2,500.
I'll give you
$1,500. Well, let's forget about it, huh? Jane and I were thinking of building on it this summer anyway.
Give me $1,500 cash.
Cash? Who needs cash? I was just doing you a favor.
$1,500 cash, and I've got it right here.
Sorry, Mr. Norris. I really don't want to sell it, and I don't need the money.
Oh, I'll give you $1,750.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Norris. Really, if I needed the money...
Everybody can use money.
Well, not me. I just happen to have a lot of cash lying around.
All right then, $2,000. You drive a hard bargain. I'll make out the check.
Mr. Norris, I wouldn't take $2,499.99. Yes, what is it, Miss Anderson?
It's a phone call for Mr. Norris.
Oh.
For me?
Take it in here, Mr. Norris.
Well, all right. Just a minute, Mr. H. We'll get together just as soon as
they...
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Norris.
Yes, who is this?
This is Mrs. H. Do you sign notes?
What's that?
Borrow some money from a loan company because we need some cash right now. And I've got to buy a coat, and my husband says we can't afford it.
Oh, he can't, huh?
No. So if I come down to your office, will you sign the note for me?
Well, this is most interesting. By all means, come down to my office. I'll be delighted to hear more about this.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Norris.
Goodbye. Well...
What?
Well, Mr. Ace, you do drive a hard bargain, don't you?
Look, Mr. Norris, let's forget about it. You don't seem to be interested. I really don't want to sell. I don't need the cash.
No, I guess you don't.
No, I don't need it at all.
No, I guess not. Well, we'll talk about it some other time.
Yes,
goodbye, Mr. Ace.
Goodbye, Mr. Norris. I wonder what I'm laughing about.
While Laughing Boy is wondering what he's laughing about, I want to take just a moment to read a serious message to you. Judging our neighbors and fellow citizens on the basis of their race or religion is not only as reasonless as judging a book by its title, it's dangerous to our nation working as a force for peace. That all Americans may affirm the American credo of judging their neighbors on the basis of what they, as individuals, do, this week has been set aside as National Brotherhood Week. It's a week to pledge again for yourself that you will refuse to listen to or spread rumors against a race or religion, that you will speak up against prejudice wherever it is evidenced, and that you will accept or reject your neighbors on the basis of their individual worth. Back we go to the story of Mr. Ace and Jane, which poses the question, would a young, attractive, married woman... My, that's quite a question. When we left the Aces about 45 seconds ago, Mr. Ace, unaware that Jane had gone to a loan company to borrow some money, was trying to sell his boss, Mr. Norris, a piece of property. Because, unaware to Mr. Norris, Mr. Ace is desperately in need of cash. Meanwhile, Jane, unaware of Mr. Ace's deal with Mr. Norris, called Mr. Norris to ask him to sign the loan company note. Meanwhile, Mr. Ace is unaware that Mr. Norris is aware that Mr. Ace is unaware of the phone call he got from Jane. So, unaware to Mr. Ace, Mr. Norris has made an appointment to meet Jane. And so it looks now as if Mr. Ace will lose his shirt and underwear.
Mr. Anderson, who was that who called Mr. Norris a few minutes ago?
Mr. Ace, are you inferring that I listen to other people's telephone conversations?
Yes.
Well, I don't see how you can deduce that. After all the years I've spent here, if that's what you deduce about me, I must say I find your deductions completely indeducible.
Deduce, that's the word for the day, is it?
Learn a word a day by using it everywhere.
I know, yes.
It's in the newspaper every morning.
Yeah, I know all about that, yes.
And how you can deduce I would listen to a telephone conversation makes me most deducerative.
Deduce, you say?
Some deductor. I would never attempt to deduce you. The least I can expect is for you not to attempt to deduce me.
And I never would, either.
I just cannot understand how you can possibly deduce such a deduction that I would listen to somebody else's phone call when I've never given you an opportunity to be this deducive.
I'm sorry, my deduces were wild.
And what for, Grace?
A.C. Deucey, all I thought was that you might have accidentally recognized the voice of the person who called, because I had Mr. Norris almost sold. He had just come up to $2,000 and was getting ready to go for $2,500. I can't understand who it was that could have called him that made him change his whole attitude.
Well, I finally thought of you. All you have to do is sign this note on this line, Mr. Norris.
Yes, now, just a minute, Mrs. Hayes. Not so fast. You're borrowing money from a loan company.
The Friendly Loan Company. Here's the note. It's for $200. Now, you just sign where
$200? Why are you borrowing the money?
For a coat I want to buy. Oh, you should see it. I look stunned in it.
I'm sure you do. Why doesn't Mr. Ace give you the $200?
Oh, he wouldn't do it, Mr. Norris. Now, if you'll just sign where it's
wouldn't or couldn't?
Yes. Now, you just sign where...
Well, which is it?
I beg pardon?
He wouldn't give it to you, or he couldn't. Isn't it because he couldn't?
Well, he says we ought to try to cut down expenses.
Oh, then he's up against it.
Oh, he would be if he knew about it.
What's that?
What?
What?
Mr. Norris, just sign the note where it's marked.
I asked you if Mr. Ace is up against it.
I told you he would be against it if he knew about it.
I didn't say against it. I said up against it.
Is your collar too tight, Mr. Norris?
Yeah, no. All I want to know is why your husband doesn't give you the money.
Mr. Norris, you're not paying attention. I told you. He said we have to cut down expenses.
Because he's short of cash?
Short of cash? Oh, no, he's got plenty of cash.
Oh, he has?
Oh, sure. Why, he told me he borrowed $500 on his insurance. That's plenty of cash.
Oh. He borrowed on his insurance.
And not only that, we've got some little rundown property that's only worth about $1,500 that he's going to sell somebody for $2,500. Isn't that a scream?
Yes, that's a scream.
Oh, hello.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Jane. What brings you downtown?
I'm just fine.
That's good. How are you feeling?
Oh, I came down to try to get Mr. Norris to sign a note for a loan.
Well, look, Jane, whatever it is, I've got a lot of work to do around here. I've got a lot of things on my mind, and on top of everything else, I was just trying to sell that property to Mr. Norris to sign a note for a loan. Jane.
Everybody's collar is so tight today.
Jane, please, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. He didn't sign it. Don't worry.
But, Jane, I've been telling him I've got as much cash on hand that
Oh, well, I told him that, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jane, did you? That's good. I'm glad. At least that's something. I'm afraid to ask this. What did you say to him?
Oh, I said you had plenty of cash. I told him you borrowed $500 on your insurance.
Oh, no, Jane.
Well, if that isn't a coincidence, dear, hold that color. That new coat I wanted to buy is just the same shade blue as your face.
Oh, Jane, don't you understand? I've been telling Mr. Norris I don't need cash, and you come along and tell him I had to borrow on my insurance. Sure I did. Here it is. $500. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the cash we have right now. But did you have to tell him that? Almost had him bluffed, and then you did it.
Oh, I did it.
You certainly did.
What a dummy I am.
You said it.
Dear, you know I didn't mean to.
Oh, fine.
Oh, what a dummy. Just call me Charlie MacArthur.
Look, Charlie.
Can I do something to fix it up, dear? Shall I go to...
No, stay away from him.
Oh. what a dummy I am.
Yeah.
I belong on Edgar Bergen's other knee.
Wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Yes, maybe you can go to him.
To Mr. Bergen?
Yeah. No, no, to Mr. Norris. We've got to act like this whole thing was a gag. Just laugh it off. Yeah. You see?
Laugh it off?
Yes, it was just a joke. You didn't want him to sign any note at all. It was just a gag.
A gag?
Yes. We'll tell him... Oh, we'll tell him it was just a little game you were playing. Do you understand?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jane, listen, open your ears.
They are open, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, then listen to me. I'm going to have Mr. Norris come in, and
Mr. Ace,
oh.
I want to see you.
Oh, Mr. Norris. Just a minute, Mr. Norris. This is really very funny. Who did you say the game you played the game on, Jane?
The game?
Yes, that game you play called Sign the Note.
Oh, I get it.
Oh,
oh yes, sign the note.
What's going on here?
Oh, Jane was telling me about a game she was playing this afternoon. It's called Sign the Note. She goes around to all our friends and makes them believe we're broke and tries to get them to sign a note. Now, who did you play it on, Jane?
Mr. Norris.
Mr. Norris? Oh, no. Oh, that's a good one on you, Mr. Norris. I'm surprised you'd fall for an old gag like that.
What do you mean, gag? She told me you said you had to cut down expenses.
Yes, that's the gag. Jane.
Oh, yes.
What did she tell you she needed it for? A dress?
No, it was a coat.
Oh, a coat.
Oh, it's a beautiful coat. Dear, show Mr. Norris. Make that color again.
Oh, no.
Oh, not gray.
Oh, she's so funny, isn't she?
She told me you didn't have any cash.
No,
no cash. Well, he's got more cash than he knows how, haven't you, dear?
Cash, I should say. Well, I have plenty of cash.
But she told me you borrowed money on your insurance.
What?
Borrowed money.
Oh, that's
he is so bloated, aren't you, dear?
Oh, I should say.
Yeah. In fact, I just came up here to get the $200 for the coat I want to buy, didn't I,
of course
dear?
You did.
Give it to me, dear.
What?
The $200. Give it to me.
The $200?
Well, you've got it in your pocket. You just showed it to me. Watch him take it out, Mr. Norris. That's right. See all that money, Mr. Norris? That's it, dear. $200. Well, let go of it. Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Norris. I'm going to get the coat now. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Jane.
Oh, look, Mr. Norris. That's the shade of the coat.
Oh, isn't that awful?
The Aces will be back in just a moment with the title of Chapter 52 in the story of Mr. Ace and Jane. Radio's top-rating daytime show, The Arthur Godfrey Hour, comes to you on most of these same CBS stations 5 times a week, Monday through Friday. With Godfrey's bright, fresh wit and the songs of Bill Lawrence and Jeanette Davis and Archie Blyer's orchestra, it's an easy-to-take, relaxing hour of pure enjoyment. Listen in next chance you get, and you'll learn at once why Godfrey's is the top-rating daytime radio show. And now, Mr. Ace, what is the title of next week's Chapter 52?
Every morning, Jane and her mother listen to one of those radio serials in which every misfortune known to the human race happens to the characters. But no matter how sad the serial gets, Jane and her mother never shed a tear. Why is that, Jane?
It's a dry serial.
Jane, you say some of the funniest things I've ever written, and that wasn't it. Good night.